Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This place is like the greenhouse we spoke about. It has the greenhouse effect. There can be snow outside, freezing 30 below, and yet in the greenhouse, you've got things that are blossoming and growing and being beautiful. Do you understand? That's what's happening now. We come into the greenhouse and there's some cutting taking place and some pruning taking place. Come on. Now listen, God chastises those whom he loves. But he doesn't come with sickness. He doesn't come with divorce. He doesn't come with beat you up, take your kids. He doesn't do that. How does he chastise me? By the word and by the spirit. He says your own heart condemns yourself. I know when I'm doing wrong. I know when I need to change and it's hard to change. That's the cutting and the pruning. I will not, listen, God is as good as he is holy. Everyone say that. God is as good as he is holy. And he's ultimately holy, right? So he's ultimately good. He will never do anything to destroy your life. He gets you on the right path through the Spirit and through the Word of God. He does not bring sickness. He does not bring divorce. He does not bring poverty. He doesn't any of that. Because if he did, he's going against his own son, Jesus, who came to destroy that. And the Bible says, if a house divided against itself should be divided, it cannot stand. So it can't be God doing evil to us. It's not. It's the enemy. And it's us allowing it. Because he's already defeated the enemy. He's completely defeated. He's 100% defeated. All he's got is deception. And he comes with lies. And then we buy the lies and our flesh buys into it. And so they sell you TVs and cars by telling you a vision. They give you a vision. Look at yourself with that old TV. Now you go out and you buy the big brand new one. You don't even know how to operate the silly thing. And you only use 1% of what it can do. Come on, this is a smart TV. I don't know, is it listening to me? Is it videoing everything I do? Woo! Is it going back to the government and telling them where I'm at, what I'm doing? Hello, come on. We don't even know. We operate maybe by 1% of what that grand new television you just spent $2,000 on. And the game is exactly the same. And for the first 3 days, you say, whoa, that color's good. Whoa, that color's good. But after a while, the color's not so good anymore. You were satisfied with your old TV, but then the mindset of the flesh got involved and they spoke to your emotions and your feelings and we jumped in, boots and all. 800 easy payments, here we go. Amen. So one of the voices, there's four really competing for our attention. One voice desires for us to live through our regenerated or born again spirit. We all know whose voice that is. He's trying to get to us and speak to us through our spirit, because the Holy Spirit lives within our spirit. Is that correct? And so he's talking to us through our regenerated spirit, because it's a good place to speak to us when it's born again. You understand? And so now the other three voices are trying to get us to operate through the mindset of the flesh, through our feelings and emotions. That's the world. That's the devil. And that's my flesh. These voices all clamoring for my attention. And they want to get me one way or another. And they're going to go through emotions. They're going to go through flesh. They're going to cause lust. They're going to cause fear. They're going to all that kind of stuff and get you into an emotional state where you can't think logically. And now if you can't think logically, you can't win, because winning is strategic. It's planned. Amen. So we've got to withdraw from all of this emotional stuff. And I'll just put a picture, two pictures up here. And the one is, look at that on the left. I mean, people, everything trying to get your attention. Doesn't drive you nuts? You know, I hate to say this, but I don't even go on Facebook. Amen. But it's a medium whereby you can get more friends, and more friends can bring more business and more business. That's great. That's wonderful. But I can't stand half the stuff I see and hear. I'm looking at the stuff, I think, oh my God, how did they get on my site? I don't even know how it works. All I know is I'm blocking people. I ask Cana, how do I get rid of this? How do I get rid of that? Just block them for good. Because there's a lot of trash. And some of it is from Christians. And I say, oh my God, are you serious? Hello? You know what? Let me give you a big surprise. Not every Christian has stopped using the F word. All right, moving on. And then on that side, you can see You can see the devil and God vying for your presence, right? Trying to get your attention. Everything, everyone's trying to. God and the devil. You see, there's two kingdoms, heaven and hell. And they are trying to get you. And the devil will use the media to get you. That's what's called television. It's telling you a vision. It's giving you the vision that you want to think. You're not thinking on your own. He told you that. That thing told you to do this. Now your mind is there. He's now long gone. He's on some other thing. And let me tell you what, when you watch television, you better be extremely, extremely careful of what you watch, because even just in the advertisements, they're telling you when you get bronchitis. They say that if you've got bronchitis, like I've got bronchitis, they say things like that. And then you buy into it and you see yourself with bronchitis. You think it's not true? It's true. That's how he peddles his trash. He gets into your emotional realm and he brings fear. And the Bible says in Job 3:25, the thing that I fear the most will come upon me. It's fear tactics. You've got to remember, the devil was the very, very first of ISIS. He's the original terrorist. Because his tactics are fear. If you want to be like God, in other words, you're not. Get into fear now. You're not like what he promised. Get them into doubt and fear. If you want to be like God, then eat the fruit. And of course, the flesh. Did you hear what she said, Eve? She said, the food looked good and to the touch it felt great. Feelings. Nothing more than feelings. Now I'm in a huge mess. Jesus, bail me out. Amen. Amen. And then we come, Lord, bless my mess. And the good thing about God is he will bless your mess. He will bless your mess. He will bless your mess. Don't let people say to you, you made your bed, now you lie in it. You say, listen, I made my bed, but God lay in it for me. Jesus did. Now there may be consequences to what you've done. And you might have to spend some time in the prison cell. You understand? You understand? Or no money because you spent it on that boat. Remember that boat? $50,000. Remember that one? And you're just managing to pay your rent every month. But I got me a boat. You better go fishing, honey. We got no money for food. Amen. Sweet Jesus, help us. And listen, I want to tell you something. We're not alone in this ongoing fleshly fight. We're not. Jesus faced it. He was tempted in all situations as we are, but without sin. He obviously had a way to control the emotions and feelings and that whole deception of the devil. He could do it. And he said, the things I do, you will do as well. We can do it. We can overcome these things. I've got a lot to overcome. I've got a lot to overcome. I've overcome quite a few things, but there's still more I've got to conquer. It's an ongoing thing. It doesn't stop. And just when you think it's getting better, something just boom. And you think, oh my God, a nuclear blast just went off. Come on. I'm talking a lot to married couples right now. Amen. But listen, some biblical people that messed up through emotions and feelings. Now, this is no excuse to say, well, they did it, so I'm going to do it. No, I'm trying to show you that everyone faces this. Jesus is the only one who overcame it 100%. But a lot of them did overcome after they went through some stuff. Do you understand what I'm saying? All right. Adam and Eve, first of all, right there, motivated by the flesh. Devil spoke, flesh jumped in. Is that correct? Got us in this mess. Cain and Abel. Cain was full of anger and jealousy at his brother Abel because God accepted Abel's offering rather than his, because God wanted the offering produced by God, not by man. Amen. And so he killed him. The flesh. Oh dear. Joseph's brothers. Jealousy. Oh, I'm so jealousy. Dad prefers him to us. Look, gave him a green coat with all colors. And therefore, let's sell him into slavery. Think about it. That's the flesh taking over. These are the 12 tribes. These are the 12 tribes of Israel. The 12 tribes of Israel threw him into the pit. Yeah. feelings and emotions will take control of you and you'll start doing wrong things. And I know God used it and turned it around for their good, but let me tell you what. God could have got Joseph into the palace another way. He could have. Because some people say, well, God's sovereign and that's why he did it. No, he didn't have Joseph beat up and put in jail for 13 years. But he saw to it that he came out of it victorious. Because Joseph didn't fall into the flesh right up until the end. Joseph was not in the flesh. Remember when Potiphar's wife tried to get into... You remember? Any normal human being, man, male, probably would have. Because he saw a way out of the problem. He saw a way into the palace. He saw all kinds of things. But Joseph said, no, I'm not going with the flesh. He threw down his cloak and he ran. And when you deny the world, they get mad at you. They get mad at you and they come at you and they start to lie. Have you seen how the world have been lying? Have you seen the deception? I mean, have you seen the lies that are pouring out because they didn't get what they want? And so she didn't get what she wants, so she lied about Joseph. He ends up in prison for 13 years. Do you understand? And so Joseph, but now in the meantime, Joseph doesn't, he tells the guys the dreams they had, he explains to them what's going on. And he says, remember when you leave, they don't remember him for another 3 years. He didn't throw his toys out of the cot. Only when he was Pharaoh's number two and he had all the authority after Pharaoh, the second most powerful man on the planet, his brothers come and they need food. Now the flesh climbs in. Remember how he did those things? Tricked them into believing they stole and he put the gold vase in the sack of grain. If 2-3 times, keep your brother here. He was getting a little bit of his pound of flesh back. See, the pound of flesh always wants its revenge. But they thank God, he saw fit to say sorry. And he went to them and he hugged on them. And then he even said, God meant this so that I could save Israel. He got out of the flesh. And I'm telling you, when you're in the flesh, you can't think logically and straight. You can't think godly. You've got to get out of the flesh. And I'm telling you, it comes to you. If you drive a car today, please get out of the flesh. Or you better know how to escape road rage is a new word for people out of the flesh. Road rage. You can just show the wrong person. Show the wrong person. I was sitting at the light at down here by coming over the bridge, St. Lucie Boulevard, and I stopped at the light there by Lowe's on the side. And two cars pulled up here, and I watched road rage happen right in front of my face. And the one guy jumps out of his car, starts running, the other guy's reversing back, and he's throwing rocks at him and going crazy. I'm saying, road rage! I'm telling you, you better watch out. If you get into the flesh and you're on the highway, people will run you off the road. I'm not joking. They'll pull out a gun and shoot at you. Amen. Amen. What about Moses emotionally striking the rock? Boom. God said, speak to it. Because I want them to see their voice, what it can do. God created the world by saying, earth be, light be. Now show them, speak to the rock. But Moses was angry at them because they were whining and griping and complaining. And he whacked the rock twice instead of spoke to it. Emotional feeling, and that basically is what they say kept him out of the promised land. Your emotions can hinder your spiritual growth. Oh God.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Hi, I'm Pastor Christian of Exponential Church. I get asked all the time, what does exponential mean? Exponential simply means to grow by multiplying. You may think that you don't need church to grow as a person, but you'll never experience the exponential growth that God wants to see in you without it. I'd like to invite you to Exponential Church this Sunday at 10:30 a.m. at the Renaissance Charter School at Tradition in Port St. Lucie. Find us online at expochurch.com. That's expochurch.com. Did you hear?